We recently announced our recent winner on our A for Agriculture Award, brought to you by the Chasm Radio Farm Department and Albany A&W. And, well, we go to Uppsala Area Schools. It's Gretchen Schlepper, Ag Instructor and FFA Advisor. Gretchen, thanks for joining us on a beautiful fall day today.
It is a beautiful day today. We've had nice weather lately.
Yeah, gorgeous weather. It's been a really nice fall, and we want to congratulate you on being nominated. Now, you are nominated by one of the FFA alumni members, and Gretchen, you've been involved with FFA and been teaching ag for how long now?
I think it's 19 years. I lose track sometimes, but I think it's about that.
Whatever got you in this field? Was this an early interest you had, Gretchen?
Well, I had a degree in ag education, but when I graduated from college, I worked in industry for many years, and it wasn't until my kids started going to school here in the elementary that I started to get involved, and I did start my career of teaching with being a substitute for about 3 years, and then the opening came up when the teacher that was here left to go to another school, and I applied, not necessarily thinking I would get the job, but I thought it would be good experience to go through the application and interview. And lo and behold, they offered me the job.
You know, when you look at a job such as yours, it has to be very rewarding and make you want to keep doing it year after year.
I think the most rewarding part is working with my FFA officers and my FFA members. We just did FFA officer interviews the other night virtually, and it was very heartwarming and rewarding to see kids that want to step up and they want to make a difference in their chapter and in their community, and they have integrity, and I couldn't be more excited about the future with those guys.
You know, Gretchen, when you look at your position as an ag teacher and FFA advisor, do you look just to take some of the interest of the students and kind of fuel it or point it in the right direction? How do you look at that role?
Well, to uncover their interests first if you can, and sometimes they don't know when they're young what they're interested in. I always have looked at ag education as being a smorgasbord, or I feel it should be, and that kids should have a chance to taste a lot of different things to find out if they have an interest, because so many things in agriculture they aren't even aware of. It's such a broad field and a broad industry. So that's kind of fun to see if you can get somebody excited about things. I had a student this morning in class that was doing a research project on using drones in agriculture, and there was a little cluster of boys who were getting very excited about that, and they were looking at the new advancements and what was going on, and it was a great opportunity to explain where they could go to school for that and how maybe they could couple that with an agronomy degree, and they're like, really? And yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, it really is neat where you kind of open the eyes, like you say, and just kind of peel back the layers and see what their interest is. And you guys obviously do a lot of things in the community as well. I know in recent years I've came over for your petting zoo too, and you've had drone demonstrations there, but you bring the younger kids, younger students in. And you know, we live in an ag community, but it's still important to do those kind of things.
It really is, because over the years of doing that, the first years of doing that petting zoo, it was a lot of families that had hands-on experience with livestock or even animals or pets. And now I've seen that progress to where even the parents or even sometimes the grandparents coming in have never touched a large animal or had any experience with livestock. And so you really almost more than ever need to promote and show and be able to answer questions about what's going on. It's so, so important now.
Gretchen, how important are some of our community members, for example, like your alumni, too? They have a lot of great things they can provide and information and insight to students nowadays, right?
Right. They have a real depth of experience about their life and how they're very tied to FFA and have really good memories. And they can articulate very well how FFA started them off in life and careers, even if they aren't ag-related right now. Most of them are, but they aren't all. And they are, in their own right, they are very good models to look up to for the kids. And I've seen that happen when, before COVID, you know, they could come in, and sometimes we would have chats with them and with them and the kids. And it was kind of fun how their kids would really tune in to listening to what the older people that had some experience had to say, especially good if it's not always me explaining those things.
Mm-hmm. Gretchen Schlepper joining us at Uppsala Area Schools. Well, Gretchen, I appreciate your time today for joining us, giving us a little insight into what you do each and every day and very deserving of this recognition. We'll get you some goodies sent out your way. And thanks again and congratulations, okay?
Ah, thank you. Fabulous. You have a good day.
Hey, you too. Gretchen Schlepper joining us from Uppsala Schools, ag instructor and FFA advisor. She is our most recent A for Agriculture Award winner. Yeah, award winner, as we look to recognize somebody who's doing good in agriculture.